Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 46. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew chapter 22. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment of the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were still gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. O Lord, have mercy on us. What particular mandate is the greatest of the Torah? It is at its core a trap question, delivered by the Pharisees through the voice of their expert legal counsel. "Tell us, Jesus, what really matters?" One more time, they want to challenge him about how he interprets the Word of God and how, with authority, he claims his central place there in the Word. In matters such as kingship, temple, and Sabbath, in eternal peace and fellowship with God, in the forgiveness of sins, and in the redemption of true Israel. If Jesus can be caught contradicting any part of God's word, well then the Pharisees will confirm their public condemnation of him as a blasphemous purveyor of evil. So, once again, Jesus, how do you read the law of Moses? Let's start with your understanding of the greatest commandment. One stumble and it's gotcha, game over. Jesus doesn't hesitate. In the strongest possible terms, he provides the divine imperative against which no man has any choice, as if one could legitimately say, "I won't." God says, "You shall. You shall love. It shall be so that you shall love, and it will happen like this without exception. You shall love the Lord your God, and he is your God, because he is in every way for you and with you, having created, loved, and redeemed you." And then, "You shall love your neighbor, and he or she is your neighbor, because God has deliberately placed such neighbors quite precisely into the midst of your earthly life that you might care serve, and defend them. Going forward, you shall love with your heart in its entirety, with your soul in its entirety, with your mind in its entirety. Don't confuse the person and don't divide the substance of what we're talking about here. Heart, soul, and mind, not three entireties, but one entirety. Your entire being, your person. You will be devoted to the love of God in the worship and service of Him alone, and thus also you will love your neighbor. By the way, the lawyer had asked for one. Jesus gave him two, quite straightforwardly. You can't have one without the other. As God is love, so is His plain requirement that you be love toward Him and toward your neighbor. To this very day, the problem for Pharisees everywhere is that apart from faith in Christ, such a mandate to love God and to love neighbor does the Pharisee no good. The unrepentant sinner remains dead in sin, sin made painfully evident in our inner Pharisees' selfish failures to love perfectly without exception. At chapter 22, St. Matthew's Gospel of Christ's earthly journey is rapidly coming to a close. After all of the miracles that had preceded this trap question, after how many signs, after Jesus' repeated demonstration of perfection and union with His Heavenly Father in every word and deed, here is the opening of one last door to the Pharisee to welcome in the Savior of mankind. He yet has perfect love, even for those who stubbornly oppose Him. He loves you and me. One final opportunity, one more chance. Here it is, Tuesday of Holy Week in Jerusalem. The cross is near, the time is short, and so an invitation. What does it seem to you about the promised Messiah? Whose son is He? Jesus takes that first verse of Psalm 110, takes it captive, makes it His own. From the first verse onward, His place, His work, His victory over His enemies. According to Christ's human nature, He is David's son. According to His divine nature, He is David's Lord. Jesus is the Lord whom David believed and confessed by the work of the Holy Spirit. True faith in and of Christ Jesus is not about the law and not about you successfully loving the Lord your God with the entirety of your being and you loving your neighbor as yourself. Faith cannot be about that. Your works, your love, those things are seen and they are flawed. Sin has had its damaging way with you. No matter how much you may exert yourself, the law continues to expose you and me as a people who have held back with our very selves from the Lord God, as people who have turned our backs on neighbor, both friends and foe. The true faith on which you stand fast, dear baptized saints, is faith only in Christ, the Son of God, Son of David. It's His good news, His gospel, And it is the greatest commandment now fulfilled by him for you. Rather than condemning you for not being love with the entirety of your being, he has loved you with the entirety of his being. He hasn't held back even the tiniest part of himself from his Father or from you. He is possessed by his love. He loves his Father with all of himself. In love, he places himself into his Father's hands and with perfect faith obediently allows the Father to place him upon the cross at the hands of his enemies. In so doing, he loves you entirely, and he takes your place in punishment and condemnation of your sins. That's love. In another place, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. At such great, marvelous, wonderful news, the tongue of every Pharisee is silenced. Unbelief is unable to give voice to the gospel, much less active response. But by your baptism into Christ, you have been made different. And with the help of the Holy Spirit always at work in love, you will serve and obey God as you confess Jesus as your Savior and follow him through death into the glory of the resurrection. That absolute perfection of love in you lies yet ahead with certainty as in the rising of the light of day. In that sure hope, dear friends, you'll take up the greatest commandment with rejoicing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.